Toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It is Mark with you.
I am Neptune.
Now you gotta
explain
that.
I'm a frozen gas giant.
That's pretty good.
I'm the farthest from the earth. You may also call me Johnny Ray.
That's pretty good. You did a good job. Now, if you go to YouTube.com, you search for the Solar System song, you will see what I was berating Ian and Johnny Ray with during the segment, the last break there.
You were just sharing with us that Jack, your son, is very into this particular song.
And really, because of that, you have learned a lot about the solar system.
This, everything. I mean, he's so into it, but it's a catchy little song. If you have yourself a child between, oh, I don't know, the ages of perhaps 3 and 9, they might find the Solar System song to be something that they would be interested in.
Whatever you do, don't have him listen to Sam's call from last night.
Oh, why? Is he all, he's of the moon?
Yeah, because he might find out that apparently... who was it? Stanley Kubrick allegedly filmed the moon landing for the government. That could really shatter his dreams.
You know, there is... Okay, so Jack has been... This is the problem with YouTube, is YouTube is all full of unorthodox bullcrap, and what he will do is he'll go and he'll follow the links that show up at the end. You know, there's another pretty thing.
About planets and that sort of thing.
Right. So he's learning about this concept of nemesis. Are you aware of this?
No.
Okay. And I want to stop him. I do not like unorthodox... you know, lesson plans. Don't like them. This is the conservative in me says, no, you may not listen to this. And he, but this nemesis is this star that maybe, in like some 25 million year elliptical orbit with the sun, and it may throw crap into the solar system, and it may affect, you know, life on Earth and, you know, the other planets in ways. There's no life on the other planets that we know of, but it may affect the other planets. And
so it's like a science conspiracy scare tactic.
It's kind of that. And I don't know. I mean, you know, we're not in the proof realm of nemesis yet. And also he'd found this preacher guy talking about how dinosaurs were from the last 4,000 years ago. And I mean, I just about flipped my lid. Yep. But this guy had pictures and models of dinosaur parts, and Jack wanted to see this. And he was, you know, like, I couldn't shut him down. I did not want Jack to see this at all. And it wasn't me controlling myself. It wasn't me sitting there thinking this. It was me attempting to stop him from listening. And that didn't go well. He wanted to listen to that.
Right. I mean, at this age, he's not going to have the critical faculties to be able to question these claims, right? Like, he's just going to absorb it all. Is he not? I mean, I have that ability.
I don't know. I don't think that he has, you know, I talked to him about the ideas of dinosaurs and things like that. I think that he wants to see the guy showing parts of dinosaur parts that he had reconstructed and stuff like that. And I don't think that he was actually listening to the, you know, cavemen played with dinosaurs nonsense, the Adam and Eve rode Stegosaurus and that kind of thing.
Anyway, I'm Ian, and Johnny Ray definitely deserves the award for most creative name delivery on Free Talk Live. Like, not just tonight. But you, on a regular basis, have some very creative ways to deliver that information.
I try to make myself stand out a little bit, but sometimes I cringe when I'm listening to the show the next day, and I think to myself, just be Johnny Ray and don't try and tell some stupid joke.
I think you've done fine. Hey, we've been talking about secession, and it's a big trend right now on the internet. I know, Mark, you say we got calls, so we should go to that.
That's right. It's Free Talk Live. Let's go to Bo calling from Laconia. Bo, you're on Free Talk Live. This is Laconia in New Hampshire.
That's right.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. Bo. What's on your mind?
Well, I just had a quick thought, actually. I was listening to you guys talk about Google Trends and checking out how popular secession has been. Mm-hmm. And I decided to go ahead and type in voluntarism, and I noticed that it's actually still going on its it's still peaking. It still hasn't actually gone down in the same form that secession has, too.
Well,
Secession one has only been going for a few days. I imagine the voluntarism one has been lasting longer than that.
It's pretty short.
Interesting.
I would pull it up and check it out. I haven't zoomed into it. But,
yeah, I will certainly do that. Hey, by the way, Bo is the editor of the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, so if y'all haven't seen that yet, you should do that at victimlesscrimespree.com. We are in the process of putting the DVD together, the special edition director's cut DVD that will be available at some point in early 2013. We haven't nailed down the release date yet because we're still putting the finishing touches on it, but I saw some preview pictures today of like the menus that are going to be on the DVD. That's sort of thing, and Bo, I'm pretty excited, and thank you for doing a great job with that.
Not a problem. I'm really excited myself.
Awesome. Is there anything else you wanted to share, or just the details on voluntarism?
That's pretty much it. Thanks,
Bo. Appreciate it, man.
855, 450, free, and so, you've got some trenders?
I got more Google Trends information here, and not to bore anybody with statistics, but we were talking in the last hour.
I think this
hour,
is important.
It's interesting. We were talking in the last hour about how the words secession and secede, when you look them up on Google Trends, there's a huge spike over the last few days, and if you look at over the full last 8 years that Google Trends has been around, you look at 2004, the big spikes on this particular search term, on these search terms, there was one in 2004 right at around the week of the election. There was a big spike then. There's also a big spike right now. Now, the spike now is larger than the spike was then, but the one in 2004 is about the second largest spike. There's another one in 2009, which was a big spike. It was in the middle. It wasn't during an election or anything like that, but 2009 is kind of in the middle of the year when Rick Perry made a statement about secession, and then there was a big spike of news searches for that. But in this case, was telling you about how the current search, because you can narrow down the view as you like. So if you look at the last 30 days worth, you can see where the searches are coming from. Texas and Georgia, the two hottest search locations for the term secession.
Both red states.
But if you go back and look at 2004, then the locations of the search term change.
Blue states?
It goes to California and New York.
Hmm.
So the idea that, liberals wouldn't search for secession, probably not the case.
It's not. I mean, this isn't conclusive. Obviously, there's conservatives in California and New York and liberals in Texas and Georgia.
It's pretty conclusive. George Bush was elected for the second time in 2004. At that point, California and New York spiked for secession. Obama's elected for the second time in 2012. At that point, Texas and Georgia, as well as some other states, spike for secession.
I tend to agree with your assertion, the conclusion that you came with.
It's probably not Republicans in California and New York that are angry about George Bush being elected and are looking for secession in 2004.
Could be. And I think that there'd be nothing better for, I think that the federal government and most, if you go back and read the Federalist Papers and these kind of things, you'll find that the arguments for federalism have really, all those things have been addressed. I don't think we're going to find England attacking the United States if it breaks up into, 50 or a dozen different sort of regional, republics or whatever it is. I don't see necessarily every state being all for itself, but I do think that these arbitrary lines, many of them straight, that make up these states have importance to people. I can't see states giving up territory. That just doesn't make much sense to me. I think it's very unlikely that California and Oregon are going to give up property that they consider to be theirs and to create the
give 50, it up to whom?
The 51st state of Jefferson.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But
you have a state, a section of Oregon and California secede from Oregon and California, but yet stay in the union.
But there are politicians that really would benefit on the state level from, by their perceptions, increased power by, seceding from the United States.
Well, sure, the state could start printing money at that point, and that would be an increased power for the
state. It's a dangerous, dangerous thing, and I would hope that here in New Hampshire, if we see such a thing, that, we will have established the ideas of sound money, and I think this is the most important issue facing any country, including the United States right now, is sound money.
But
people are arguing about the deck chairs, and, there's a hole in the boat.
I had asked the question on Facebook and Twitter earlier, is this just a fad? Is this just going to spike for a short bit, go down again, and people are going to forget about it and, you know, just become, you know, roll over and do whatever they're told? Or is it going to continue? And we've got some responses on that, so we'll share those here in moments. Take your calls, too.
855-450-FREE. Friends, this is Alex Jones from MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. It is Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Ian.
855 450 free. And we have been talking about all evening secession here. You know, it seems to be trending on WhiteHouse.gov and all across the interwebs, through the tubes, in all different places. And, you know, I think it's good for people to be talking about this. I think that the path to secession, personally, is through nullification. But I think that the idea that people are talking about it gives more power to folks, because they're saying that they can cut the bonds with this governmental entity that claims to own us all, and I think that's a powerful thing. Another way to cut ties is to stop using their money as best you can. The Federal Reserve note is a note created from debt, and it's not even possible for that debt to be paid off because of the interest on the debt. If all of your currency has interest on it, how can you find more currency to pay for the interest that's of the currency that exists? Doesn't make any sense. Currency of value, there's one that's been created recently for the Internet, is open source peer-to-peer currency that can be sent and received on the Internet virtually, instantaneously, and free. It's the Bitcoin. You can find out about Bitcoin at weusecoins.org, and you can get your own free online wallet at blockchain.info. They've got encryption techniques there, and they never have access to your money. In fact, they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving. With a blockchain wallet, you can even send bitcoins to people via their email, to your Facebook friends, or to anyone's cell phone number in just about any country around the world, and they offer all that for free. You can get your Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
Mark, earlier you mentioned Simon Black. I read something from him last week that said, as of 2011, I believe, government spending on debt service and unfunded mandates exceeded the total current revenue of the U.S. government. So
that can't be good, right?
Yeah, so the government could eliminate the military and every other bureau, all discretionary spending, and we'd still be in the hole by $500 billion.
I don't know about
like
you,
that.
But I'm not in that hole. I know you said we would be in the hole, but I didn't consent to those debts, so I don't really feel like I owe any of it.
I'd like to point out that
important point.
There's two important programs that are not discretionary, and that's Medicare and Social Security. Now, Medicare currently, it's 25. The people who are receiving Medicare, for every dollar they get, they pay it in 25 cents. This is not, these people did not earn this program. I'm talking about seniors here. Yes, I'm talking to you if you're over the age of 65. You did not earn Medicare. Every dollar you're getting from Medicare, you paid in one quarter. And it's not incumbent upon me to pay the other 75 cents. It's not incumbent upon my son to pay for the debt for your medical care. I understand medicine's expensive, and the fact that you relied on the government to take care of that for you, I'm sorry. I don't want bad things for yourself, but that's not, it's not fair to lay that out on the American public.
Sure, it's not fair, Mark, but there you are sounding uncompassionate, like you were talking about earlier.
I feel compassion for these people, but I want to make it, I need to speak clearly, don't I? Like, really?
Well, what's the solution for those folks? I mean, it's one thing for you to stamp your feet and say, it's not fair, but what do you do?
I don't think I'm stamping my feet. I think I'm saying, please, don't act like I'm responsible for paying for your medical care. I wasn't here when you were younger. I know you may have paid for other people's retirement or whatever in that time frame, but the fact that you managed to get 51% of your friends together to vote against about 49% of my friends for whatever the reason was that you, for everything you want, that doesn't make it right.
I think once the people, broadly speaking, once and if they took the responsibility for charity on themselves and giving charitably to create a better world, and took that responsibility on themselves instead of shuffling it off to faceless government, then the world and the outlook for some of these people who were given a raw deal vis-a-vis Social Security would be much, much better. brighter and rosier.
But that's it's not a solution, though. I mean, if you were to able to get back your money that the government forcibly took from you through Social Security, threatened to put you in jail over if you didn't give it to them, threatened to put your employer in jail over if they didn't pay it off, if you had your money back, you'd be able to have invested it in the past better, and now you would have more money. It's a true statement, but, I mean, it's not
a
solution.
No, that's not what I heard him say.
Okay.
He was talking about the future of, you know, if we, for instance, if Texas secedes or anyone secedes, then all of a sudden, you know, the federal government's probably not going to be interested in cutting anyone in those states a Social Security check at that
Indeed.
Point.
Yeah.
And so
they're going to have their government, right?
Something has to happen at that point, because those people are still going to be expecting to be taken care of. Not to say that anyone's obligated to take care of them, but, you know, people care about each other, and folks have family.
I want people to be taken care of. Absolutely.
Right. And so all I heard Johnny Ray saying is, you know, once you get the faceless government out of the picture, then people who care will actually be the ones that step up to help out and to come up with solutions that can, you know, solve these problems.
Yeah.
Did I understand you correctly?
That's quite right. And in some ways, the environment, there's no solution for where we're at. Investments, the efforts of Americans for tens and tens of years, hundreds of years, I'm just going to say tens for now, have been invested poorly, building weapons and shuffling papers in bureaucratic offices, and you can't go back in time and undo that.
Can't undo it. And I agree with you. The solution, there really aren't any solutions that are easy solutions. There's no easy solution to the Social Security problem. I shouldn't have to put money into this program that I may not even live for. You know, I mean, one of the things that we've talked about here on Free Talk Live is that, I mean, rich people live longer than poor people. White people live longer than black people. Women live longer than men. For every three poor black men paying into welfare, one rich white woman, paying into Social Security, old people welfare, one rich white woman is collecting it. It doesn't make any sense, and it's not fair. There are going to be people that poorly plan for their retirement, and they absolutely are going to be there. But if you incentivize that behavior, i.e. through Social Security, you're only going to get more people that don't prepare for retirement.
I wish I was a rich white woman.
So I've got some answers to the question I asked earlier on Facebook and Twitter. People are talking about secession. Is it just a fad? You know, is this going to be something that shrivels up and dies and people just, you know, bend over for the state at this point? Or are we going to see continued growth and discussion about the idea of secession?
I think bend over is probably going to be the 2016 Republican nominee.
Bend over. Jeremy Sean Hancock writes on our Facebook, Republicans just upset their status, or are just upset that their status lost. They are a dramatic bunch. Josh Napier writes, probably so, but it's an awesome time for activism. Meaning that probably it'll die off. Michael Kirk says, just a fad. I wouldn't even sign one of these petitions. The government might add me to a list.
I've signed it. I'm not scared of their list.
Cody O'Connor writes, apparently Glenn Beck is talking about all the conservatives leaving the East and living with the land. I can deal with that. More room for us. More of your responses here in moments. And we'd like your calls as well at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. going on now. And just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano Stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
Johnny Ray.
And Ian.
And, you know, most of the evening we've been talking about the idea of secessionism, or at least the sweeping meme, the mood that's traveling across the country.
The zeitgeist.
Yeah, zeitgeist is probably the right word. It's just so overused. And
I know. I've used it twice tonight.
Yeah, it is a fun word to use, though. It means the
spirit of the times.
Yes. Mood of the times, spirit of the times. Zeitgeist. Anyway. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE and give us a call. Tell us what you think about this subject. Let's go right into the phones here and talk to, is it Wilma in Atlanta, Georgia? Wilma,
yes.
You're on Free Talk, yes. Live.
How are you?
All's well.
Hey, great.
Good. With the matter of succession,
yes.
I think that the collective individuals that sign the petition who wish to succeed need to either form their own particular state, because all of them are bigots, and they need to form a bigot state separate from the United States of America. I believe that Obama is a president that is trying to unify this country and trying to serve the needs of all people. And people that talk about African Americans only voting for him because he's black, you know, well, Herman Cain was black, too. And
well, I have to say, I disagree. I agree and I disagree. And what I agree with is that the bigots should move to their own state. I think that's a great idea. Let's get all the bigots together so they can leave our society. But what I disagree with is that everyone who signed one of those petitions is a bigot. I signed one of those petitions, and
I did too.
And I would have signed it if George W. Bush, if they'd been around when George W. Bush were president. This, for me, has nothing to do with who's in charge of the federal government. For me, it has something to do with not wanting anything to do with the federal government. Can you understand, does that make any sense?
I understand your perspective, but I wasn't saying that everybody that signed the petition was a bigot.
For you did say that.
I say the majority of the people, based on the comments that I've heard throughout the day on talk radio, a lot of them have a problem with an African-American president, and that's the reason they wanted to succeed, because I've never heard any talk of succession prior to this administration. So, my frame of thought in drawing that conclusion is based on how things
The Google Trends that we were looking at, it's Wilma, right?
It's Wilma.
From the Google Trends we were looking at, there was talk of secession about back in 2004 when George Bush was elected for the second time. So just because you haven't heard the talk doesn't mean that people haven't been considering this from both sides for a long time. And I'm not on either of those sides. I don't want anything to do with Republicans or Democrats controlling me and my life. And I don't feel like Barack Obama is trying to bring me together. He's trying to do what George Bush did, which is invade other countries, kill innocent people around the world, and tax people to death. I'm not interested in that.
This White House gov.
I disagree with that. I don't think
he's killing innocent people around the world.
I think Barack Obama inherited a situation that calls for diplomacy in order to get out of it. And of course, there's
diplomacy.
Going to be casualties in that.
Are there diplomats that they're dropping out of those drones? Because they go boom. Do diplomats go boom now?
Well, you call it whatever you want to.
I call it murder.
I call it you're making excuse for killing. That's what I call it.
Well, nobody ever made excuses for George Bush. And
the hell they did. People made excuses all the time.
He voluntarily went in to murder people.
Barack Obama's murdering people against his will, meaning he's not choosing to do these things?
Well, he inherited an armed forces with situations in place.
So he inherited a band of killers, and he just decided,
I can't do anything about this,
even though I'm their commander-in-chief. No, even though he's their commander-in-chief, Wilma, you're saying he can't do anything.
You got to understand, he inherited a situation.
No, I don't.
Well, that's
he can change the situation. As the commander in chief, he can. Do you understand, Wilma, that he can just say, "Okay, everybody, come home now," and then they come home. He hasn't done that.
Okay, and then those people that are angry with us from all of the anger that has already been created from the previous administrations, and I put a plural on that, and I won't even just stop with George W. Bush, but the previous administration, everybody just gets up and goes home, and who's to say they're not going to get murdered while they're trying to leave?
Now, you sound like a conservative with that statement, the old kind of statement we can't leave because they'll hurt us.
I'm a conservative Democrat. All of us are not just liberal all over the place. Some of us have a thought process.
Well, I think it's good to
advocate killing people.
I think that, first off, what we need to understand is, A, Barack Obama initiated forces into Somalia, into Central Africa, Yemen, and into Libya. So he didn't inherit those conflicts. Those are his own, and he owns them.
Good point.
But he did inherit conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. In the situation with Iraq, he didn't get the troops out of Iraq.
On his own volition.
The Iraqi people, through their government, let's call it, the Iraqi government was attempting to hold United States soldiers responsible for their actions through their court system there, so Obama decided to remove them. He asked them not to do that, and when they said that they were going to do it, then he decided to remove troops. So I'm not going to say
Because of situations that were already put in place, I believe that he inherited something. And he had to be reactionary in order to contain the situation as best he could. I do not believe that he relishes killing people. I think that is a bitter taste left in his mouth.
Do you think that George Bush relishes killing people?
I absolutely absolutely do.
There you go.
Yeah. How do you explain?
It sounds like a partisan to me.
Yeah, you totally sound like that.
You know, I said I'm a conservative Democrat.
It doesn't mean that. We're not conservatives on this show. So, I mean, I'm not a liberal either.
Well, I'm conservative, I'm actually an independent. You know, I'm independent, conservative.
She's a liberal, then a conservative Democrat. Great.
So, and Wilma, I do, and you brought up people voting against Barack Obama because he's black, and I think that it's important that to point out that Herman Cain was the front runner of the Republican Party for like a month during the primary. I don't think that the vast majority of Republicans out there will choose not to vote for somebody based on their color. As I use Herman Cain as proof on this. I think that there are people that will not vote for Barack Obama because of his color. And I think that there are people that voted for Barack Obama because of his color. And I think that there's probably just as many people.
I think there are a lot of conservative right-wing, middle-of-the-road, independents, or whatever you want to call them, whatever their political affiliations are, vote for their particular candidate. They are so accustomed to voting for white guys that when you get a people of color thrown into the mix, I would never vote for Herman Cain. I wouldn't give a flying fig what color he is.
Right, and I don't care what color he is either. Let me ask you this, Wilma. What percentage of people do you think voted against Barack Obama because of his color? What percentage of America?
I probably would say definitely 60% of the Caucasian electorate.
60% of white people voted against Barack Obama?
Absolutely.
I think that you're talking about probably 40% of white people voted for Barack Obama. So you're saying that every white person? You're saying every white person? I'm trying to be clear here. You're saying that 60% of white people didn't vote for Barack Obama because of his voted against Barack Obama because of his color, and about 40% of people that did. This is the reality. About 40% of white people voted for Barack Obama. So therefore, just about every white person that didn't vote for Barack Obama didn't do it because of his color. Is that what your claim is?
Well, exactly.
My God, Wilma, you're a bigot.
Well, I'm not a bigot.
You are a bigot. You're saying that just about every white person that didn't vote for Barack Obama didn't do it because of his color, and that, you know, the only people that are not bigots, only white people who aren't bigots are the ones that voted for Barack Obama.
I'm not a bigot, but I am the victim of bigotry.
I bet you have been. But, that doesn't preclude you from being a bigot.
I voted for none of the above, and I'm not a bigot. I didn't vote for Barack Obama. I cannot vote for Barack Obama and not be a bigot.
I'm for secession, and I prefer black people to white people.
We will agree to agree, because I don't believe that you're a bigot. Otherwise, you would not even be engaging in this conversation.
Indeed. Thank you.
Thank you for all your time, Wilma. Appreciate the call. 855.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Ian.
Here on Free Talk Live. If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, it is camping season in many parts of the country. ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices. Ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. You can go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Again, it's ManVentureOutpost.com. So in that last segment, Ian, it's always touchy for basically what is going to appear to be three white guys talking to a black lady about the concept of racism, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not going to go – I think one needs to be very careful. And what I heard Wilma say, and I'm not 100% sure that she meant this, she said that essentially 60% of white people that voted were – bigoted, as I understood what she was saying. Now, let's assume that since about 40% of white people voted for Barack Obama, that she's not saying that every white person that voted for Mitt Romney is a bigot. That, in fact, what she's saying is 60% of white people that voted for Mitt Romney are bigots.
Okay.
That's the best way I can interpret this, what she was saying, and it still isn't very easy to interpret. This, I think, is a really mixed-up view of race in this country. And I think that people that have been the largest recipients of racism historically tend to be the people that have the most fear and hate around the subject. And
makes sense.
I use that. I'm using myself as an example. I spent 8 years, 6 months, and 21 days in one of the, part of that, in one of the toughest prisons in the state of Florida. The white to non-white population in there ranged somewhere between 9 to 1 and 12 to 1. I went in a person who didn't care about race one bit, and I came out a bigot. And the reason, and that's changed for me over time, and the reason that I came out that way was I was scared. Racial conversations, racial moods in prison aren't the best. You're not dealing with the nicest folks, and you kind of huddle up in groups. And once you start, a group is defined by the people it excludes. And I'm going to own the fact that I've been a bigot in my life. But what it does is it gives me the opportunity to look at what I was thinking at the time, because I can know what that's like. And you get because of your particular perspective, you get warped on its view. I know people voted against Barack Obama because of his color. I'm not naive.
I don't think it's as near as many as Wilmoth said.
I tend to think, and it, you know, this is a number that I was talking. I was on the phone with my friend Julian, who happens to be black, and we were talking about this particular subject, and we came to the conclusion together. This wasn't me. That probably about 6% of the people that voted for Barack Obama voted for him because he was black, and about 6% of people voted against him because he was black. Now, that's our view. That's the view of one black guy and one guy who refuses to pick a race but looks an awful lot like a white guy. That's our opinions. Wilma's was 60%. Now, I can't see how you can look at the Herman Cain's winning of the Republican primary, and people were excited about him. They were excited about the fair tax. They were excited about 9-9-9. And think that the majority of Republicans are bigots.
You know, if I were to walk down Main Street and have racial epithets yelled at me, you know, on a regular, consistent basis, like if I couldn't walk down a street without having something nasty said to me about my race, then I might think that a significant percentage of the population, at least in my area, were racist.
And a significant percentage of the noisy population appears to be, right?
Right. I mean, you know, so I wonder what Wilma has gone through to, I mean, is it just that she's listening to talk radio and hearing bigots? Because that's what she said at the beginning.
I haven't heard any of those bigots. I've never heard anybody. I listen to talk radio on a reasonably regular extent, and I have never heard anybody say that. I don't think they would let it on the air. Glenn Beck would never allow that on his air.
Maybe it's local shows she's hearing, or maybe she's reading into what she's hearing.
I think so. And there's certainly code words out there. I'm not going to say there aren't.
But I don't, you know, again, and I'm not black, so I don't experience this. I don't know what it's like to walk down the street and have, you know, nasty things said, but I don't feel like we live in that country. I don't feel like that's the way things are out there, or there'd be more that kind of existence would be more prevalent. People would be more aware that people were that nasty and hateful. And at least the folks I associate with, that I, you know, spend time with, they do not feel this way towards people of a different skin color. And if they did, I wouldn't associate with them.
We're not going to have healing in this world as long as folks like Wilma, and I'm not saying black people, I'm just saying, you know, people that are hurt like this and have a skewed view, as long as the skewed view goes on.
Yeah.
If 60% of people that voted for Mitt Romney in Wilma's minds are bigots, we can't have healing in this country around race, because in my mind, about 6% that voted for Mitt Romney were bigots. Let's go to Bill in Indy, see if he's got any thoughts on the subject. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, let's use Wilma's numbers. 40% of the white people that voted, now, not 40% of the whole population, 40% of the white people that voted for Obama, and 60% voted for Romney, right?
Okay, I'm just going to use those numbers, yeah.
Okay. What about the 95% of the voting population that voted for Barack and the 5% that voted for Romney? I submit to you that black people are bigots.
Well, it's as ridiculous of a claim to say that black people are bigots or white people are bigots. People are individuals.
Well,
so
look at the numbers. 95%? If that's the number, it's in the 90s somewhere. Okay. Now,
she didn't base her assumption on the percentages of people that voted, though. Because in her mind, all of the black people, all the white people that voted for Obama were good people. They were good non-bigots, and only a small percentage, as I was asking, somewhere between 40% and maybe 1 or 2%, depending on how you interpreted what she said. And I didn't keep her on to ask the specifics there. Were voting for Romney. They weren't bigots. They were just voting for Romney.
I mean, to extrapolate whether someone is a bigot or not from how they vote in a national election is ridiculous.
I was using her term now. I wasn't just saying. You're right.
Right. You don't believe that. You're saying you don't believe that.
But if she would just look at the numbers, and number one, if it wasn't for white people, Barack wouldn't have made it reelected. He wouldn't have been in office in the first place if it wasn't for white people. Because
right, black people don't make 20% of the population. Barack Obama could not be voted in. I think that Barack Obama showed that there was no glass ceiling any longer for black people in America, that he could reach the highest office. He didn't break it. He showed it wasn't there.
There's not enough black people and Mexican people, Hispanic people, all together, if they all went out and voted for one candidate or the other, there wouldn't be enough for them to get a president elected. You need white people there, some white people, to vote on top of that. You see what I'm saying?
I got you, Bill. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. And, I think that it's painful. Painful to be a portion of a minority and believe that you're hated for your color and that you can't get anywhere, and that's going to warp your view of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say that people that are white or appear white don't have to deal with this on a regular basis and don't understand those feelings. However, that doesn't make their view of the world wrong. The fact that I don't have to deal with racism on a daily basis like I did a couple of decades ago doesn't mean that my view of race is wrong. It's right for me. And, I don't see the people, voting for Romney, white people voting for Romney because of his color. I see them voting for the same reason that the same percentage of people voted against Al Gore. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people are the same. The country's split, and black people are generally voting for Democrats anyway. They didn't vote for Al Gore because of his color either.
Right.
But I don't know what evil lurks in the minds of men. I don't know what's statistically speaking, how many of the electorate are bigots or racists, or how much of white America hates black people. It is what it is. Where does it come from? I think statism fosters racism to a greater degree than a free world would. I mean, nation, correct me if I'm wrong, but nation originally was a racial designation.
Yeah, I would say that's true.
And statism, to a very large degree, rose up around racial lines. And democracy makes life a desperate fight against your neighbor, and that
look at
really
the Sunni
encourages
and the Shiites in Iraq. I mean, the Sunni were able to get the power and over the majority Shiites, and they held them in subjugation. They couldn't allow democracy there.
Yeah, quite so.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll free call in line. 855-450-3733.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations, absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.